We have a bonus today, another call-in. Super pumped to have our own Paul Hansen on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, everybody.
It's so good to actually hear you over the airwaves again.
Yeah, well, thanks. It's fun.
Yep, very cool. You are calling today for something very specific. We've been promoting this for about a week now. You are the coordinator extraordinaire for our KTWH Highway Cleanup, Adopt the Highway section. So this is happening this Saturday already. So do you want to share with listeners the who, what, where, and how, if they're so inclined, could join us on Saturday?
Sure, be happy to do that, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to clean up our portion of the Two Harbors Expressway this coming Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock or, you know, thereabouts. We don't start necessarily. We have some coffee first.
Right. Coffee there,
by the way.
Right. And we have to, you know, catch up with everybody and, yeah.
Right, yeah. So we're starting around 10 o'clock and we're going to meet on the Ryan Road. It's St. Louis County 50, the corner of, or the intersection of Ryan Road and the Two Harbors Expressway. On the lake side, there is a parking lot with a historical marker. So cars can park in this parking lot area, and that's where we will start and branch out and clean up our 2 mile section of the expressway.
Nice. And everyone is welcome, and it's a safe, easy gig, and you don't need to bring anything. Everything is provided, correct?
More or less. You know, it'd be great if you could bring your own pair of gloves and, of course, you know, good footwear, etc. But the safety vests will be provided, and the collection bags for all the trash that we're going to pick up are going to be provided as well, great camaraderie.
And it's about
15 minutes south of Two Harbors is where we're starting. That's where our section is, roughly 15 to 20 minutes south of Two Harbors. So looking forward to having all y'all who are listening, come on down and help us out for a great cause. Obviously, the primary cause is to clean up the expressway, make it look good. You know, we got to make it look good for all the tourists. And it's a fun activity for KTWH listeners and volunteers. You know, and it's a plug for KTWH. Let's put it that way. But the prime purpose is to clean that highway.
Yes, and it's amazing. We do it twice a year, and how much stuff, how many bags are filled every time we do it. You know,
right.
Things blow out of vehicles, and you know what, and who knows where it comes from sometimes. But and it's usually not gross stuff. It's plastic water bottles and paper and, you know, cans. It's not like you're going to come across anything super disgusting. So
hopefully not, and usually most all the time not. And there's even a potential door prize. For example, I when I was cleaning a couple years ago, I picked up a doormat with a picture of an owl on it. You know, it just blew out of someone's car, I'm guessing. But I put it on my front door step.
Sweet. You know. See the perks. You just never know. Yeah, there's been some pretty interesting finds. And we start at 10, and depending on how many people show up, it could take 2 or it could take 4 hours. If there's more people, it's a short gig. So
right. The more the merrier and the shorter of that task, in other words, right.
Right.
So we're looking forward to you coming and helping us out. You know, I mean, you love this radio station. That's why you're listening to Michelle here and her great show in the morning Thursdays. And so come on down to Ryan Road and Expressway and start helping us clean up around 10 o'clock this coming Saturday.
Yes, you can maybe meet some of the people behind the voices.
That's right. You might even meet a volunteer who's on the air, right?
Right, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. And say the location one more time, Paul.
You sure will. Yeah, once again, roughly 15 minutes south of Two Harbors, the Ryan Road, St. Louis County 50, and the Two Harbors Expressway. On the lake side, there's a parking lot area. There's a historic marker there, right on the Ryan Road, right by the French River, basically.
Yep. So. Yep. There you go. And it looks like the weather's going to behave at least for the morning. And it's a great, you know, it's been so beautiful out. Who wouldn't want to spend an hour or two walking in the beautiful sunshine? I mean, it's a win-win-win, right?
Right. Hopefully, yeah. There's the prediction of some precipitation coming in the afternoon, mm-hmm. but we're starting in the morning, and with all y'all coming down, we'll mm-hmm. get that sucker done in 2 hours or less.
You know? Yep, exactly. And if all you have is an hour or two, we still would right. love to see you. So don't think that right. you got to stay until right. it's all done. You can come.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. Yep. So, yay, the more the merrier, like you said. So, excellent. Anything we didn't share with listeners that they need to know about this cleanup on Saturday, June 11th?
It's going to be a very fun time. So that's about it.
Yep, there you go. And just so listeners know, you're not responsible for schlepping out the garbage. We leave them on the side of the road and the transportation department picks them up. So don't think that that's going to be the expectation that you take the garbage with you.
Excellent point. That's right. Collect the garbage, leave it on the side of the road. I call the Minnesota DOT on Monday, and they come swooping in and pick it up. So.
Yep, it's a pretty slick deal. So, excellent. Paul, thank you so, so much for calling in. It was great talking with you. And I, unfortunately, am not able to make it on Saturday, but I will see you soon, and I hope you get a great turnout.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for letting me talk this out, and have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
Paul Hansen with KTWH and our highway cleanup happening this Saturday, June 11th.